This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today we have a very short, maybe. These things can go off the rails all the time, but I think it will be short.
I think you're really cursing us here.
You know, well, we're in this together.
We sure are.
Yes. We have a Monday mini for you. It is one of the last episodes of the year. If you're listening to this when it comes out, it is Christmas Day. If you celebrate or whatever you do, hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing just fine.
Happy Christmas. Happy
if you're
holidays.
Spending time listening to us at this, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And this is sort of our goodbye 2023. What did we like this year that happened? It's going to be a very light episode. But I want to start off. Okay, first of all, we are very, very, very grateful to all of you listeners. This happens because of you. You are wonderful. When you write to us, when you communicate with us, I was answering some listener mail today and it just cracked me up about how specific and niche a lot of it is, which is on point with how we are. I love it. So thank you. We do really appreciate you. Another thing, when I look back on 2023, I think I will remember it as the very fuzzy, vague, stressed year where we published a book.
Right.
Yes.
We hurried along to publish a book and then it just kind of fizzled.
It's strange because the company, the publisher, sent us so many copies. By so many, I mean like 20. But that's a lot of copies to have of one book. And I'm just trying to figure out what to do with them because I did kind of make my friends, thank you friends, buy them. So now I'm trying to think of like, where can I donate them or give them? Or because I don't need two stacks of books in my apartment that is already quite cluttered somehow.
Right. Me too. It is definitely under boxes, like yeah. Other boxes. Like it's just like random, just sitting in the side because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And that doesn't include the pre-order stuff, the draft versions of
yes,
my books,
the ARC.
Which literally, like, we got 10 of those. So,
yeah. And you can't give those out because they have more errors in it.
It's quite funny because, yeah, the people that I would want to give it to have been kind enough to support us and at least bought it. So I'm like, thank you very much. And then to the people who I don't think about giving it to, but I'm like, I might give it to them. It feels kind of conceited.
It does, doesn't it?
Here's my book. You're welcome.
Yeah. You're totally right. It does feel that way. And it also feels strange, like, because I totally get it. The book isn't the cheapest book you will find. But, you know, so my friends were in a position that they could buy it, is what I'm saying. But it does feel weird. I made them buy it. So if there's a like ring outside of them that I'm like, I'll give it to you.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that. Right. I don't know how they would feel about it.
And we know that a lot of listeners have let us know that they have bought it, which we very much appreciate. Yes. Thank you so much. But yeah, it does feel like, okay, now what?
Yeah, but it was like, it was a whirlwind, honestly. But I do appreciate the experience Samantha and I had together with our team, with Janie, with Helen, the illustrator.
Yeah, I miss them.
I miss them too. I really do. And it was just nice to work on such a supportive team and that we came out and we're still friends.
We're still friends because we've heard, you know, things can happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the people we've met along the ways, have been really kind, but Janie and Helen have been two of like really big assets. Just to know them, I think it's I feel like incredibly privileged in knowing these very professional, talented women are kind of people we know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. That's one of the things that I had said I wanted to do was just find friends and meet as many cool women or marginalized peoples as I can. And this has been an amazing opportunity to do that. The book really brought that out. I don't think we credit ourselves enough about the fact that we did write a book. I kind of dismiss it for me specifically because I don't think of myself as a writer. And then knowing that we did a whole audiobook, yeah, meeting people on the audio team, that was a delight. They were amazing. Things that we'd never done before, we've done. This year that I'm like, okay, there's no way I would have ever had this opportunity outside of being on this podcast with you, Annie. But also knowing that you and I were able to keep each other sane.
Yes.
Throughout. It was also very, very lucky.
It was. And I think a lot of listeners can relate to this. Just working on projects like it, with friends, it can get tough, difficult. Arguments can happen. Luckily, I feel like Janie really, I don't think that would have happened anyway, but it would have been much more stressful without Janie. So she was basically like our editor and who was planning the calendar, the schedule. And she kind of, she worked with us both and made sure she kind of adapted to us both. And like honestly, I think we would have been much more stressed without her. Like, oh, I don't know what the book would have been. But I think we would have been fine. But with her, it was a much smoother process. Because we had heard stories of like, once you start working together on something like that.
Right. It'll make or break you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Janie, as professional as she was, really helped us understand the industry that we are not a part of.
Yeah.
And really came to bat for us. And that was a delight to have someone who actually understood why we were stressed instead of dismissing our concerns and really helping us voice what was important to us. And that was not her title.
No.
At all. But she did that, filling in all those roles for us. Quite funny because obviously she's worked on different projects. And one of those projects popped up onto my feed in the Google Docs. I was like, what is this? And it made me miss her. And so I clicked in like a nosy person. And it immediately went away. Rightly so. But like, I was like, she's cheating on us, which is, she's not. She's definitely just doing her job, which she is amazing at. But I felt like, oh, I miss her. She's our friend.
Yeah. She was so great. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Oh, I'm getting all nostalgic. Because this was it was very stressful. I feel like I'm coming out of some kind of, I feel like I'm a plane that has crashed and now I'm trying to like put out the fire. Like that is how I feel at the end of this year, to be honest. Just because we were so busy and we were doing so much. And now it's the end of this year, and we're still going to be busy and doing so much, but the book part is over. The audiobook, which again, we had an amazing team of mostly women, mm-hmm. not all women, but mostly women, who were so kind and they were so generous. And again, this is not our space. So even though we talk, we do podcast, that is different than an audiobook.
Right.
And that really was a intense experience for me. That really took it out of me. And I feel bad because I feel like so many times I've been like, look, people will ask me to do stuff with them. And I say, oh, this book, but it's true. I feel like I've been so up here. You can't see, but like high strung and very stressed. And I'm trying to ease up from it. But it is also strange that it's over. It's like my brain doesn't know what to do. It's like, you're wasting time. Why aren't you doing something else? So,
I mean, to be fair, we do have a part two, but we shouldn't be as involved.
Yeah, in theory, there's going to be a children's book, y'all.
In theory. But yeah, I think that has been an interesting experience. Again, it feels like it was 5 years ago. And technically, it did take two good years to do,
yeah,
and then 5 good years to process. Literally, when I started the show is when we were talking about it. So it's definitely been, and then it was already in the works before I started. Like there was a conversation way back when. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely been a whole whirlwind. But this year has been, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic. I don't know if it's because of the direction that the company has gone. I don't know if it's because I'm finally getting accustomed to it. It felt a little, as busy as things were, it didn't feel as dramatic outside of the book stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I think because you and I get asked a lot whenever we're on some kind of like a conference situation or company call situation about the show. Because we are new hosts on a longstanding show, how do we feel? How do we deal with that? And I feel like we've really found the voice. I feel like you and I have really, because at first you're kind of trying to do what the old hosts were doing. And then you get so in your head about, wait, nobody seems to like this.
Right.
Not me, not you. And then you try to, but anyway, I feel like we have a pretty good feel of the voice now, and we have a good flow of, we're very fortunate to have an amazing team we work with, but also guests like Eves and Bridget who come on. So it feels like it is more settled mm-hmm. than it had been, but not in a way that is like stagnant, but in a way that is like, okay, we know what we want to do.
Right.
And we have this team.
Right. I feel like we are also like, okay, this could be, we've had the bumps mm-hmm. in the road. We're able to manage
mm-hmm.
pretty well. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. And yeah, I think this is the first time our team has been pretty stable. Because when I first joined, since then, we've had a few new producers and new executive producers, and then having Joey on, which has been a delight, like all of that, with mm-hmm. a little more established roles. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's helped. I will say, I think it's also interesting with the fact that there is an office, a stable office, like you and I are really being unified and being like, yeah, we're not going there.
We did not go to our company holiday lunch, everyone.
Which, by the way, just shout out. We have an amazing, he is with ads and marketing, and he tries to take on events for the podcasting unit, Ben Juster. I think you may have heard me talk about how I tease him about sponsorships and such. He is doing his best, and I want to be like, I don't think he'll ever listen to this, but just in case, we do appreciate what he's done, even if it means, even if we don't show up to them.
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
He's doing a lot with very little, is what I will say. And he's great. He's really fun. He puts up with the teasing admirably and teases back, jokes back.
He's probably one of the most wholesome dudes.
He is. He was, I will never forget. Oh, Ben Juster, you'll never listen to this. But I will never forget one time I had to come in for an ad after my dad died. Mm-hmm. And he sat down with me, looked at me, and was like, don't do it. It's fine. Yeah. Don't do it. It was just so sweet.
It like, was. Like, it was he's a genuine like, Samantha human can try moment. It. Samantha can try it. And then he's like, well, just wait.
He was like, forget the ad. No, he's good at his job.
He is amazing. Like, he's done a great job. But yeah, when it comes to like these events, mm-hmm. it's interesting to work with a corporation that puts on a face, one mm-hmm. face, and then the background is another.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we are grateful for where we are. We've got jobs, all these things. But there's definitely like, just with any big corporation, like this like level of like, huh, that's interesting. Behind mm-hmm. the scenes moments. And again, like I said, we've definitely had some interesting moments with our books.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that we get to interact with have all been amazing.
They really have. And that's one of the, I know we've had several episodes where we talked about the trauma of office holiday parties, but that is one of the things I missed not going this year was I do miss people that I don't see anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're generally really good people who we're friends with and who we care about. And I was going to hand them the books.
We were just going to give them out. Apparently, our coworkers gave it out as raffles. They we didn't did. Know this.
Stuff they don't want you to know. We've heard the truth.
That's funny. Because we would do the same if we could. But yeah, like having... Again, stuff you should know, Ben Bolin, y'all know we love him to death. Holly from Stuff You Miss in History Class, who we think we're very close to. Like people like that, just being able to. Lauren, who was just recently on the episode, which was delightful.
Oh my gosh.
We have some of the best coworkers.
My good friend Marissa, who also has been on the show, who is such a very sweet supporter. We appreciate you. She was like, you had such a good chemistry, the three of you. It was so good. Was
she's
like,
so cute. Hi, Marissa.
Her.
I haven't seen her in a minute. Hope you're well. I love that she's such a supporter. She knows everything that goes on. I love mm-hmm. that. Yeah, and the friends who actually listen. I don't listen to podcasts, I don't blame them at all.
No, I do not blame anyone.
It kind of does surprise me when someone does listen. I'm like, don't do that.
Then you have to take it into account, right? Like, you have to be like, okay, wait.
Right.
They might be listening.
Yeah. When it's like, when it's listenerships that we feel like we're friends with, but you know this side of us, as where friends might not know this side of us, and then we might be talking about those friends. It's interesting.
It is interesting. It is interesting, and it's something to keep in mind. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But yeah, it's been a very hectic year. I feel like everyone would agree that it's an ups and downs year. But I do feel, that you and I have really keyed in, honed in, which some of you might be like, what? But it does take years. Sometimes when you're like, you're trying to be yourself. Sometimes it takes a long time to find that and find it in a way that is enjoyable, useful, helpful to other people. I also want to say this is, I feel like this is the year I've finally accepted. I think I'm a good writer.
You are a great writer.
Not like amazing, but I feel like
so next year you'll get to the amazing, because right now she is on cloud nine with the interactions she's having on her fan fiction, which was, what's the name of it again?
Never.
We'll find it.
Yeah. But it has been really nice. Like, everybody's been very kind to the fan fiction, but it did help me. Like, I know it sounds kind of trite or silly to some of you probably, but it was nice to have feedback from people that was just so kind. It was like, oh, this is great. You write so well. And then we had the book, and then I did that 13 days thing, and I was like, oh, I feel good about this. It's.
You know, I realized I mixed up when Lauren was talking about 13 ghosts. I thought she was talking about 13 days, and that's why I said that point of like, we know the writers. I got really confused, and then later I was like, they did not react the way I thought they were going to. Very confused.
No, you do know some of the writers, but yeah, it's just I kind of hate that I still struggle with the self-esteem part, but I feel like the writing might be good at it.
You are good at it.
Thank you. Silly. And I also want to thank you, Samantha, because this year started with us watching The Last of Us at your house. And it was amazing. And you're such a good friend. And yeah, you did these amazing dinners and stuff. And thank you.
I can't believe I did all those. We did. No, it's just me. It was all of us. Because right now, my house has been so crazy chaos that I haven't had anybody really over in months. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, man, people used to come over.
Once a week.
That kept us on our toes.
For 9 weeks.
It was fun. I do want to do another game night. I miss those.
We do need to have another game night.
Do you have Wingspan? I know we talked about that game.
I don't have it. Should we get it?
Maybe. We have so many games to play.
We do. We have all the games I gave you that are the nostalgic ones.
We got to play those. We need to have a whole station. Maybe we should do a whole like live of people playing that.
I want to do Votes for Women, but I think it's not intense, but I think you need to be more focused. Like it's less of a, we never finished our pandemic.
Are you saying Mall Madness doesn't need focus? How dare you?
I actually haven't played it, so I'm going to learn a lesson, I think. but yes, and also we are planning on, I'm coming over soon for some celebrations. I can't wait.
We got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, we have to do exchanging gifts.
We do. I'm very excited to exchange these gifts. I was kind of hoping we would have already done it by the time we did these wrap-ups, but it'll be fine.
We're fine. It'll be fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it is. But yes, cheers to you, Samantha. Thank you for being my friend and my...
Wait, this is a Monday Mini.
...co-worker. Well, cheers to you anyway. I can't cheers you at any point.
No. That's about right.
Well, and happy end of year holiday celebrations are just, if you're just bunkering down, which is what I'm planning to do the second half of the holiday, the final half of the year. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you. Yes. And if you would like to contact us, you can. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff We'll Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store, and yes, we do have a book and an audiobook that you can get wherever you get those things. Thanks, as always, to our amazing team. Super producer Christina, executive producer Maya, and contributor Joey.
We love y'all. Thank you so much.
We do. Thank you so much. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.